Yo, what's up? My name's Astrid. I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Erin, your other host.
And welcome to The Lunch Break Show, a podcast directed at all you Sydneysiders in year 11 and 12.
Then again,
we'll need to put a disclaimer at the beginning.
Yeah, then again, no one's going to listen to this. So,
yeah.
Like, to be honest, let's be real. Even if someone did listen to it, this is getting really sad. Why are we doing this? Even if someone did listen to this, like our podcast, it's probably later down the track when we made a few and they're actually like, we know a structure.
Yeah.
I don't even know how this podcast started. Like, I don't know where in the conversation this is going to start.
Who knows? Well, if you're listening to this right now, you are a true fan.
Yeah, you are. It's been like an hour, so. Or you just have too much time on your hands. Nothing better to do.
Yeah, you realise the people who are listening to this podcast are probably people who are cleaning.
Yeah, right.
Just cleaning their room.
Doing something else. Like, you know.
And they're probably only half listening to us and just like.
Because they're feeling lonely or something, and they just want some voices in the background.
Or maybe it's playing at a cafe, just like, so you can...
Man, no cafe wants to play this. Like,
are you sure? It could put, like, almost, simulate customers. I've heard of a cafe, like, some cafes, play, like, the
That's
sounds...
That's eerie.
But I've heard of a cafe that plays the sounds of, like, people talking and plates clinking to make it seem more busy than it actually is. Like, more popular than it actually is.
Imagine if you're just, like, you're sitting there and you're the only one in the cafe and you keep hearing all these noises and you're like, what the heck?
No, actually, there was a man who faked... he's on YouTube and I think he's been on quite a few news channels as well. He's kind of known for doing pranks and, like, you know, everything. But there was this man who managed to create a fake restaurant and bring it to the number, like, to the... like, most recommended.
Oh, yeah, you know, I saw that. I don't remember.
No,
and he had a fashion brand, too.
And he had a fashion brand, too.
He did so much.
Yeah, it was, I thought that was just so interesting. And he did this thing, and he showed us, right now I'm going to, like, I have a DJ with me, but we're not going to play any music. We're just going to play some background plates clinking and people talking. And then there's, like, two people who walked in, and there was, like, fake actors everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that big a shop, and they still had, like, these plates clinking. Like, no one was washing up. But whatever, that's fine.
That's so good. That's just, that's so interesting. Like, that's kind of freaky, though, how fake your... You could just... How cultivated your life can be. Like, how you can build your life to be seen by other people, even if it's not true. That's, like, good marketing right there. That was just genius marketing. He did a good job.
I have to say, he needs to put that down on his resume. Because,
exactly. I created a fake business that got, like, so many, like, hits.
Yeah, number one on TripAdvisor or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. So good. Whoa. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it actually makes me really want to do it. I feel like if he can do it, maybe I can do it.
But then I'm like, what's the point in that? You know what I mean? That'd be so cool.
But I think it's just kind of proving that... You know, what we see online, it can just be so fake. It's most of the time. Like, I think it's actually really hard to be honest and real online.
Genuine.
Yeah, genuine.
That comes back to the... I feel like this whole discussion has just been about... Going around in circles and also being genuine. Like, how can... I don't know how you can be genuine. Especially at our age, I don't think... I mean, you can be genuine to yourself right now, but... I don't know... You don't know what that is.
I think I'm going to spend my whole life searching for who I am. And who knows if I'll ever find it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so teenager-y.
Okay, okay.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I know it does. Like, I'm pretty sure it's true. You know?
Yeah, it is true. Oh my gosh.
I'll change over time as well, I hope.
I don't like saying... This is an interesting thing as well. I don't like saying teenager-y things, even though I think about a lot of teenager-y things.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there's this kind of...
It feels gross. Do you know what I mean? You think about it and you're like, oh, that was icky. But then you're like, that's what I think. And that, again, being genuine. And you're not going to do it just because that... Now I'm just confused. Because that all just comes down to, like, what influences you have had in your life and what's influencing you at that one moment and what has influenced you the past week or something that's building up your personality to right now.
No, entirely. And I think, I mean, especially, I mean, I know at our school, for example, we call the year sevens sevies, right? Yeah. I don't know if that's just at our school or whether it's, you know.
It's in a lot of schools. It's in Sydney schools.
Sydney schools. Right. Well, I feel like hearing myself being called a sevy, it made me not want to be a sevy. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
want to be classed as that.
But that's what you are, man.
Like,
I know. Yeah.
And, like, talking about teenagery-ish issues, that was really a big mouthful.
Issues.
That's grosser
than what we're talking about.
Right? Issues, yeah. Talking about these teenage issues, all I can imagine is, like, pimples and talking about boys and kissing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, it sounds so gross. Just so childish and young and stupid.
Yeah.
Naive. And I don't really want to be associated with that. But
yeah.
At the same time, I definitely am.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, there's no way to avoid it, really.
And then, okay, I tried to avoid talking about all these teenagery things or, like, just things that were relevant to my age for so long until I actually started doing it because I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this out. And then I did it, and I was like, it didn't make me happy at all. It made me a lot sadder. Like, when you talk about, like, I don't know, just really stupid first world teenagery problems, that makes me feel really disgusting. But it I don't know if it should, but it made me feel like that. Because I'm like, there are so many more meaningful things I could be speaking about, but I'm just not speaking about this because I'm self-absorbed. Like, because a lot of typically teenagery issues are very...
We can just say teenage issues.
teenage issues. Are very self-absorbed. Not all of them. That's a massive generalization. But... all the ones in, like, movies and things.
Mm.
I feel like, you know, this is another point. Do you want to talk about this for longer? Or?
I just have one point to make. I mean, we think about this and we think, oh, it's so disgusting. But then again, this whole podcast is kind of about us being a little bit... I mean, we're talking about us, aren't we? We're talking about...
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
It is
a little bit
self-absorbed.
I don't know, because I think that it... I don't think this podcast... I know we've discussed the purpose of this podcast, but I don't think it has a specific direction. I think it's just in whatever way it goes. And hopefully, when people listen to us, they can think about things and not feel guilty. Like, they can think about certain things, and or even if they haven't thought about them before. I don't think these issues we've been speaking about have been too teenager-centered.
Oh, no. I didn't mean teenager centered.
Oh, just self-absorbed. But I think
around the self.
I think if you were just having this conversation, it's different to recording this conversation, editing it, and refining it, and then posting it so other people can learn from it. Even if it's learning out of our ignorance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See a cat out the window?
No, I think we're going to go into a break now. Or just end the podcast.
Yeah, we can insert a school bell.
Yeah, a school bell. That's going to happen right about now.
Hey, so thank you guys so much for sitting through that. Obviously, it was an extract from a longer podcast episode we did. Unfortunately, a lot of the recordings from that were unsuitable, so... we could only take the last 15 minutes or so. Hopefully this will improve with future episodes and experience. But yeah, nonetheless, we hope you enjoyed that, gained something from it, got a taste of what future episodes are going to be like. And yeah, stay tuned for our next posts.